Welcome to the 30-minute mixtape. Hello and welcome to the inaugural episode of the 30-minute mixtape. I'm your host, Andrew. Before we get started, I just want to give you a brief rundown on what we're doing here on this podcast and what you can expect each episode. In a nutshell, I want this to be a way of letting you hear bands and artists that could use a little bit of exposure. I chose to make each episode about 30 minutes long based solely on the fact that my commute to work takes about that amount of time. Aside from this introduction, you won't hear too much from me in each episode because, frankly, I'm not much of a conversationalist. If you'd like to send a little feedback our way, we greatly encourage that. You can email your comments, both positive and negative, to the number 30minutemixtape@gmail.com. If you're on Twitter, you can reach us there too. The username is @the30minutemixtape. So without further ado, I'm going to start you off with a little kick in the balls. This first track is by a band out of Houston called Bring Back the Guns. They've got an album out called Dry Futures, and you can pick that up off of iTunes, among other places. This song is called In Piles on File. Enjoy. We'll be right back. right, so next up we've got a band from jolly old England. No offense, guys. they're called Auction for the Promise Club. They've got an EP coming out. They just finished recording it. It's going to be released on the 25th of September. I'm not sure if you're in the States if you'll be able to get it. Unless, I suppose, if you ordered it or got it off iTunes. Anyways, so this song is called See Through, and again, the band is called Auction for the Promise Club. Enjoy.
This is a bit of love that I'm feeling. This is a bit of love that I'm feeling. I regret the lust that keeps teasing. I regret the lust that keeps bleeding. Cause I didn't want you. Oh, now I do. And now you made me see through. Now I want you too. This is a bit of love that I'm feeling. This is a bit of love that I'm feeling. But there's a kick I like and I'm needing. There's a kick I like and I'm needing. So I didn't want you. Oh, now I do. Now you made me see through. Now I want you to. Your moves, they keep killing me. Just take. Kick I like and I'm beating. There's a kick I like and I'm beating. So oh, I didn't want you. No, now I do. Now you made me see through. Now I want you to. Your moves, they keep killing me. Just take what you want.
So we're going to slow it down for this next one. This is by a guy in Brooklyn named David Copenhafer. I hope I pronounced that correctly. If not, David, I'm sorry. I'm looking at what he's doing with it. It's kind of got a 70s vibe, and also reminds me of Kings of Convenience when Kings of Convenience isn't sounding all mopey and depressed and whatnot. So this one's called Take It Back by David Copenhaver. So that was Take It Back by David Copenhaver. Next up, we have a band from Salt Lake City, Utah, called Lament of a Chinese Bistro. Quite possibly the most original name of a band that I've heard in quite some time. The following track is called Kujira. It's an instrumental, and normally when I think instrumental, I'm thinking somewhere along the lines of Explosions of the Sky, or Mogwai, or Mono. But this, it's like, the best way I can phrase it is if John Denver and Gordon Lightfoot had a baby that decided to put together a post-rock band. It's kind of what you would get with this. So I hope you enjoy it. Again, it's called Kujira by the band Lament of a Chinese Bistro. Enjoy. right, so that last track was Kujira by Lament for a Chinese Bistro. Next up, we have an artist by the name of Ryan Clegg. I hope I pronounced that correctly. I apologize if I did not. I actually found out about this guy through one of my really good friends, Dan, who is currently out in the desert of Afghanistan with the U.S. Marines. So, Dan, if you're listening to this, here's your shout-out. This one is it's called Halloween Punk, and it's got some fantastic guitar work, some of the best guitar I've heard in a while. So, like I said, this is Ryan Clegg with Halloween Punk. I promised great guitar work, and Ryan delivered. Again, that was Halloween Punk by Ryan Clegg. Before we end the first episode of the 30-minute mixtape, I just want to give out a few thank yous. First and foremost, thank you for checking out the show. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I enjoyed making it. A very special thank you to Eric from Bring Back the Guns, Toby from Auction for the Promise Club, David Copenhafer from... David Copenhafer, the guys from Lament for a Chinese Bistro, Ryan Clegg, and Nick from our final act, Picture Atlantic. These guys hail from San Jose, California, and just wrapped up a tour of the Bay Area, so if you're in that neighborhood, hopefully you got to check them out and support them. This final track is called Muses, and it's from Picture Atlantic. Hope you enjoy it, and thanks again for listening. See you next time.
is ever.